Over to the livestock side, this cattle market, are we going to be able to maintain the higher cash that we saw last week?
Well, I think that, you know, the product, when we've seen the cash market start to come forward last week, there's been such a wide spread between August futures and the cash. And they should be running, I want to say a dollar and a half, no more than $2 apart, but basically about a dollar, dollar and a half apart, and they were just too wide. Furthermore, when you look at the October futures running $4.28 over the price of August, it kind of gives that incentive to maybe want to carry cattle just a little bit longer, even though the price of corn and feed is quite high.
What about for China? I saw a lot of, when it comes to the hogs, that is, that they're doing some stockpiling maybe, whether it's grains or the product?
They are. And I think that the thought process is starting even with Taiwan. You know, yesterday we had Taiwan drop the ban on U.S. imports of beef, and I think they're wanting to have a meeting. And, of course, I think what's happening is maybe some of these countries are starting to realize that the corn is going to be so tight and scarce, and the feed alternatives aren't abundant either. And in the meantime, you've got China's rice crop having some issues, and the wheat crop isn't the wherewithal, but, you know, wheat's the only thing that you can interchange for rice. And then you've got weather issues starting to show up in India, in Thailand, and Malaysia, and Indonesia, and I think that, and Vietnam. And the concern that the rice crops may be hurt is a big concern, because that's food, and of course wheat starting to get shorter, shrinking in world supplies, is going to have to fill in for that void. And then all of a sudden here you've got corn in tight supply and beans in tight supply. It's a very important thing, and I'm wondering if we aren't starting to see these countries say, you know, we need to start stockpiling some protein for our people, and maybe they come and buy up our products.
Which will be okay for producers that have extra to sell?
That certainly would be a good thing for cattle guys right now, and hog producers.